token at a time.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Cash for autographs? Yeah, I was listening to the top of the hour news, and I've only been asked once, just once, to give an autograph. And there was this young man running through the studios, and he was asking people for autographs, and he came through the back, and I happened to be in the back of the studio, and he looked at me, and he goes, should I have your autograph? And I go, I don't think so. He said, who are you? So I just signed one autograph in my entire life. And the guy that I signed it for had no idea who I was. And so cash for autographs, boy, oh boy, that's really foreign to me. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from a temporary studio in Northern Virginia. Now, this is the home of service companies and restaurants and malls and shopping outlets and police. But it's a consumer's delight right here. It's foreign to me. And we've got some articles on the website you might want to see. And one of the articles is about that baby deer that was killed by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Class, yesterday you gave them such a hard time by calling and calling and calling because we put the secretary of the department's telephone number on the website and the two individuals involved. We put their numbers on the website, and you called them and called them and called them. And you didn't let up, and I really appreciate that. So let's give them round two today. The post is on the website, and you'll see it, page one, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. And with us today is a man who was a drug addict, a cocaine addict. He lost a great job. He claims an alien abduction, drug addiction, self-cure. We're going to talk about the family life of a drug addict. We're going to talk about what happened when the SWAT team came to his home. He got hepatitis A, hepatitis B, hepatitis C. His doctors told him he was going to die. He decided he was not going to go for a liver transplant. He was going to cure himself. And now he's a best-selling author. Hepatitis C cured. Cocaine addiction cured. He's a master survivor. Best-selling author. And today you're going to hear an incredible story. For the first time ever, we're going to see the inside life of Johnny Delirious. Johnny Delirious has been on the air with us many times, and this story has not been told. You've heard us talk about the monolithic domes. He lives in one. And he comes to the Get Prepared Expos. He's been to probably almost every expo we've had. He's been a seminar speaker. And we're going to have the whole story right in your face. Doctors, family, friends called him Delirious. They said he was going to die in 8 months. That was over 20 years ago. Family member 20 years ago said, just forget about him. He'll just start using coke again. And if he doesn't die from that, then the hepatitis will kill him for sure. Don't even waste your time. Johnny Delirious was on his own. Welcome, Johnny Delirious.
Thank you, Vince. I was pinching myself just to make sure I was still alive. I am.
Johnny.
Intro, I had to check.
Johnny, are you in your monolithic dome?
I'm in my monolithic dome as we speak, and I'm very happy to say that. Mm-hmm. I feel well protected.
Well, Johnny, in Italy, Texas, they've fired a 30-06 at a monolithic dome, and the projectile just bounced off, and they shot a couple more, and they just bounced off, and with a little bit of cosmetic repairs and a little bit of paint, the dome was repaired. The projectile didn't protrude into the dome, which is, you can't say that about most homes, that's for sure. Johnny, they said you were going to die. When did you, you want to start with, when did you first get hepatitis?
Sure, yeah, back in high school, I grew up in Northwest Florida, I was born in 1953. This was Fort Walton Beach next to Pensacola, Florida. And about six of us guys and five of our gals, and it was 1969, this is my junior year, and we all came down with hepatitis A. I'm sure it was from eating the tainted oysters in the area. We saw newspaper articles, oysters tainted with hepatitis A, beware, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, our group came down. And of course, first signs of hepatitis, your eyes turn yellow, you get tired, and you don't have much energy. So they called us the Mellow Yellow Club, or you all live in the yellow submarine. And, I mean, we stood out. Interestingly enough, the following year, 1970, our same little group, we were the wild crowd, we all came down with hepatitis B. And same thing, yellow eyes, and there you guys go again, the yellow submarine. I threw away my high school annuals because they wrote things like, you all live in the yellow submarine, and I wasn't proud of it. There's a lot of things in my life that I'm not proud of. But I'm not ashamed of it either. It's my life, and I learned from it. Just to give you the full rundown, in 1981, I got non-A, non-B hepatitis, and the yellow eyes, same thing. But I did what my dad told me to do. He told me to quit drinking, stay off anything heavy like barbecue, and just, eat fruits and vegetables and eat light. So I said, what about watermelon? He said, perfect. So I recovered faster than my peers. I was back in school in less than a month. They were quarantined for longer than that. Same thing with my non-A, non-B in 1981. Little did I know, and they didn't either, that non-A, non-B hepatitis was probably hepatitis C, and it, sooner or later, it caught up with me big time.
Okay. So, Johnny, the hepatitis A you did not get from drug use. Is that right?
Yeah, we probably got it from tainted oysters because, we're the wild crowd. I had a fake ID. We'd go to the oyster bars and all the beer you can drink, all the oysters you can eat for like $25. It was great. And I'm sure and of course it's very contagious. Once one caught it, we all caught it in our little crowd. Well, hepatitis B, the following year, I know my girlfriend was doing intravenous drug use with the boys in the band, and some of us were rock and rollers. I had unprotected sex with her, I admit it. I'm sure that's how I got hepatitis B. But our same crowd, we were kind of wild. We all had hepatitis B. The hepatitis C, I'm not sure. I know you can, hepatitis B and C, you can catch it by bloodborne, like needles, or it can be, unprotected sex. Any very close contact where you get some exchange of fluids, you will capture it. So, yeah, that's just the way it was.
Okay, I know a nurse who got hepatitis B, because she was giving an IV to a man, and he flinched, and the needle she was sticking into him bounced out of his arm and into hers, and immediately she received hepatitis B from a needle stick. And she was a needle stick type nurse, an IV type nurse. Yeah, so that can happen. And now you see nurses wearing, well, some, they used to wear two pairs of gloves, you know, double gloving. Okay, so Johnny, then I'm looking in at some of the timeline here. So you got hepatitis in high school, and then what? Did you go
well,
into?
Well, no, we all, like I said, we were the wild crowd. Now some of the, you know, I didn't go far in my rock and roll career. I mean, but some of us did. You know, by 1984, I was running a laboratory in North Dallas. I had lots of good jobs. We all were. See, Vince, we worked hard, but we partied hard as well. And you have to understand, I grew up on the beaches of Florida, okay? So, you know, I mean, I played football my freshman and sophomore year of high school, and half of the first string were surfers. And so then the last 2 years, I just did not play football. One reason, because of the hepatitis. And then the other reason, I just became a surfer. And, you know, I became a lifeguard for the next couple of years. And we had our own little Baywatch scene. I mean, that's the way it was growing up. So, you know, it was a vacation spot. We met lots of people from New Orleans, Atlanta, and Birmingham, and they all came down to, you know, Destin, Florida. That's where I grew up. So, yeah, we were the wild crowd, but, you know, we all worked hard. And so by 1984, I was running a laboratory, and I learned a lot about that growing up. You know, my dad was a doctor. He had his clinic. And when I was a little kid, like 7, 8, 9 years old, instead of having a babysitter, if my mom had to take off, she would just drop me off at the clinic. And my dad was very stern disciplinarian, and he said, go to the lab and don't bother the patient. Do not leave the lab. So, you know, I grew up learning everything. You learn how to use a microscope. I learned how, you know, about the centrifuge. I learned about x-rays, and I was fascinated. I mean, my goal was to become a scientist. So by 1984, when I, you know, took over the lab, I thought my dream had come true, and I was serious about that job.
Johnny Delirious, former drug addict. He cured himself. We're going to talk more about his life. We're going to talk more about what happened. We're going to talk about the timeline. He's sharing some deep information that very few would want to share. We'll be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance. How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking with Johnny Delirious. JohnnyDelirious.com. That's Johnny, J-O-H-N. N-Y, Delirious, D-E-L-I-R-I-O-U-S, D-E-L-I-R-I-O-U-S.com, JohnnyDelirious.com. Johnny, in the 1980s, in the early 1980s, you were in a lab. What was your profession in that lab? And I guess that's your father's medical laboratory. Is that correct?
No, not at all. I grew up in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. My dad had a clinic, and of course, he had a lab in the clinic. And so I grew up kind of being indoctrinated with it there.
Okay.
But in the 1980s, in 1984, I met Jim Davenport. He was a pioneer for hair analysis through the 70s. Him and Jeffrey Bland was one of the top biochemists today. But anyway, they pioneered hair analysis. So by the time 1984 came, I met Jim. And one thing went led to another, and I became controller and vice president because he trusted me and everything. Later, I became chairman of the lab when I upgraded the protocols and, had formulated a whole new procedure manual, and our director signed off on it. He said, no, this is good stuff, Johnny. And by that time, we're testing urine, hair, and water. Now, the urine and hair were for medical doctors, and the water testing we did for, like, the Dallas County School water fountains and the U.S. Navy water fountains. So it was an important lab. I mean, it definitely... They were top-rated with the Clinical Laboratory Institute of America.
Okay. All right, so that was in the early 1980s. Can you describe what, when you went to work, what did you look like, Johnny?
Oh, I wore a suit every day. That, you know, you have to understand, this is North Dallas. This is a little town called Addison, which is right next to Plano. And you've heard of North Dallas 40. It's real, you know, a lot of millionaires and billionaires live up there. And Addison, you know, the police cars were Volvos, okay? So, I mean, it's a little community, all business, big, you know, high-rise, you know, type business buildings. And, of course, the lab was nestled amongst all that. So I wore a suit every day and, you know, took care of the payroll, took care of everything. Yeah, and I became so adept when I re-upgraded the procedures, you know, that is what, you know, with, we had over 280 medical doctors, and so they'd send us the hair of their patient, and then we'd send them back the elemental analysis of that sample. And being from the elemental analysis, that showed the biological activity of what goes on in the human body, and some people don't believe in hair analysis. However, it is invalid in the court of law, okay? So hair analysis is a sure analysis of the biological activity over a long period of time, about a month or a month and a half. It's the average. So when I upgraded the procedure manuals, I showed what diet and supplement you should take based on the analysis. And so I really, really got into my job. I loved it. I mean, it was natural, and this is, you know, without using drugs, you can balance the body, and it's all based on, you know, from the hair. You didn't have to take blood and, you know, all that. And so I love my job.
Mm-hmm. And, Johnny, yesterday we reported that hair analysis is being used, mandatory hair analysis, in a private school in Illinois right now. So, it's bona fide. It really is bona fide. And I've talked to Dr. Norman Shuley about it, and he agrees that you can tell. You can tell historical perspective on the health of a person and the abuses that a person may be involved in through hair analysis. So, Johnny, you're in a lab. You are you're the chairman of a lab, and you are using cocaine. Is that right?
Well, yeah. All right. Once I get to be chairman, you know, things happen. And anyway, I'll get into that after the break.
JohnnyDelirious.com, best-selling author, Hepatitis C Cured. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When today's hot.
Last
day.
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Former President George W. Bush underwent a procedure today, and he had a stent inserted in a blockage that was discovered in an artery. He's 67 years old, and the former United States of America president is recovering at a Dallas hospital, and he's expected to return home tomorrow. And he's doing fine. And there's a picture on the news. He's 67 years old. Gosh, he has really aged. He has really aged. He's only 6 years older than I am. Man. I guess the pressures of being president are are way more than we think. And if you look at photographs of presidents before and after, that 4 or 8 years really, really takes a toll on them. Johnny Delirious is with us, and we're talking about his drug addiction, and he's explaining the timeline. Had a great job. His father was a doctor. He was a surfer. He played ball in high school. He's the all-American guy. And Johnny, what? You were well-respected. Great job. And you got involved in cocaine. What happened?
Well, great question. And in high school, you know, like I said, I was with a wild crowd. We dabbled. And every time I got hepatitis, my dad said, stay off the booze. So I never became a big drinker. You know, just a beer here and there, and that was about it. Mm-hmm. But we dabbled. But I never got hooked to anything, as, you know, wild as it might have been on a weekend or something. But then when I was running the lab, it was a real important job to me. And I was drinking coffee like you get in the habit of doing to wake up and to keep going. And I just couldn't get enough energy. And I'd be nervous, and yet I'd be tired, which is a strange situation. And so by the late 80s, 87 and so forth, 88, the coffee just wasn't working anymore, and I love my job. I had to be there, and I think I tried amphetamines. I think I met a trucker, and I bought a couple of White Crosses, but that kept me up for like 2 days. I said, no, I need my rest. So I kind of went to the old standby, you know, a few little lines of cocaine. You could dance all night. You could love all night. That's the way we grew up in Florida. I mean, it was a miracle drug. And it wore off real quick. So, that got me out of the house. And, it is a stimulant, but cocaine is also habit forming. And I found out about that, the hard way. Because, I was wearing my suit, you know, those few lines of cocaine, payroll was always made. I ran a tight ship. I was chairman. I was the boss, had lab tech working for me. But, you know, after a while, I started doing it every day, and it just sort of slipped away from me. My personal life slipped away from me. The receptionist and one of the lab techs, here comes my boss, the abominable snowman, because I'm sure I became tyrannical. And rude toward those last years. And things started to fall apart at the seams. The lab did well, but my life became really, really bad, not much to brag about. And basically, I didn't have any decent relationships. My relationship was going to the strip club and, for the weekend, that was what I thought of as a relationship. And if the girl had the coke, then I'd go with her. And if I had the coke, then the girl would go with me. And so that's as far as my personal life got. It really didn't amount to very much and went downhill fast. And so, sooner or later, it just got, to the point where people didn't like being around me. And when your employees don't like being around you, as you can understand, things went downhill fast. The labs did well, but my life fell apart.
So Johnny, did your coworkers know those who reported to you? Did they know that you were a drug addict at that time? Could they tell?
Well, I thought, I was keeping a big secret. I had my little vial inside my jacket pocket. I drove my Maserati. I was making six figures. I thought I was hot potatoes. But I wasn't fooling anybody. The intervention was from my brother, and that was a total surprise. And I'm glad he did it. I wasn't fooling anybody then.
Okay. What kind of Maserati did you have?
There was a bi-turbo, and then this one was the next one after the bi-turbo. They made, about 400 of them.
They made
it did 185. It didn't look like a sports car. It looked like a sedan. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the exact model. That was back in 1987. I bought my Maserati.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they made the B-Turbo in 1984. They made a model 430, which was a little more rounded. It looked like a Toyota Corolla with a twin turbocharged V6. It was an absolute pocket rocket. No question about it. No question about it. One of the fastest cars, 0 to 60, ever made. No kidding.
It was great for driving in Dallas, but anyway.
Yeah, okay, so you had your Maserati. And life was good. Your brother blew the whistle on you? Is that what happened?
Well, you know, I thought things were going along really well. You know, that's the thing. When you're on cocaine, everything is bad when you don't have your coke. But when you have your coke, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. And so one morning on Saturday, about 10 o'clock or 9:45, I got a knock at the door, and there's my brother. Hadn't seen him for years, and he just points right in my face. He goes, "You need help." He started walking backwards, doing the moon dance. And so I came out, I walked out, I said, "Hey, what's going on?" And out from the bushes came the men in black. Pow! They threw me down on the ground and put that shiny, that big black boot between my shoulder blades, and I heard the screech on the radio. "Unit one, what? We got him." And my next stop was the mental hospital.
Johnny, you're talking about the day the SWAT team came to your house?
Oh, yeah, the men in black, SWAT team, for sure. They came out from the bushes, and it was and they put me in back of that squad car and took me to the mental hospital, took away my cocaine, and, you know, before I was running, or thought I was running, but, I mean, I was making it to work every day, running a lab, doing cocaine every day. Once I got in the mental hospital and didn't have my cocaine, I couldn't even run a couch, Vince. I was watching Bonanza and Hoss and Little Joe on the TV. I couldn't even be a couch potato. It seemed like for the next 3 or 4 days, all I did was sleep. I mean, the cocaine was literally keeping me alive. I mean, keeping me going.
So, Johnny, let's talk about what happened. So your brother comes to the door. You open the door, and right behind him come the SWAT team. How many of them were there?
He points at my face. He goes, "You need help." And he starts walking backwards. And so I come out, and he just starts walking backwards. And by that time, he was on the street. I say, "Hey, what's going on?" And out from the bushes came the SWAT team, and they threw me down and handcuffed me. And, and they called in, and that's how it happened. So, he committed me, and then for the next 2 or 3 months, they, of course, did all their testing. My brother took all my stuff, including my cars, my Maserati, and my Z car, and my old Chevy, and all my stuff from the house, everything, you know, and took it back to Jackson, Mississippi. So he wanted to put a guardianship on me and declare me incompetent, okay? Interestingly enough, after 2 months of testing in the hospital, they had a little meeting, my case manager, my doctor, and my, psychologist and everything like that. It's like a meeting of the minds. I'm sitting there in the middle of the table, and they said, "Well, your brother wants to do this guardianship, but we're just not going to let that happen." And, of course, man, my ears poked up because I was thinking, man, these guys are my friends, you know. Mm-hmm. They said, "There's nothing wrong with you. This is after I did all my testing, MMPI, ink blots, everything you can imagine." And they said, "In fact, you have a high IQ. You're normal, but you're an addict, and we recommend that you go to AA for the next 90 days. Now, they released me shortly after that, and just for the record, Ben, I went to AA for every day for the next 3.5 years. So I've been straight and sober since March of 1991. Haven't touched a mood altering substance since then. Okay, so just to let your audience know, and you met me, you know I'm a pretty straight guy and I don't touch beer or anything. Already my family wasn't too happy about me doing cocaine, and then when my brother didn't win it, he had to get doctor's approval for that guardianship, and that just wasn't going to happen. So it's interesting, right after that, I worked for just 6 months or so in Dallas, just little odd jobs. And then I decided, well, shoot, I want my stuff. And I told my therapist, I said, and he said, just stay away from your family. Just be on your own. Do your own thing. I said, yeah, but I want my stuff. I want my Maserati. I want my clothes. He's got all my stuff. So that's what happened next. I went back to Jackson, went over to Jackson, Mississippi, where my brother was. And thanked him, paid him back for everything that he spent on intervention, and gave him a hug. Thank you for saving my life.
Johnny Delirious, hold on. Hold that thought. We're going to come back on the other side of this break, and we'll find out if you got your Maserati, your clothes, and your stuff, and then what happened. And then we're going to get on to, probably on the other side of the top of the hour, the cure. We'll be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Johnny Galerius is with us. Johnny, we have a saying right around here on USA Preparers. When 9/11 is called, someone either gets arrested or someone gets killed. And in your case, 911 was called, and you got arrested, and the SWAT team came, and they threw you down. By the way, was there any reason to throw you down? Were you hostile? Why did they throw you down, Johnny?
I wasn't hostile at all. They just grabbed me, threw me on the ground, and handcuffed me. But, you know, they had that boot right between my shoulder blade, mm-hmm. and all their weight was on, you know, I couldn't go anywhere. So they handcuffed. There was no reason in the world. I'm not a hostile person.
Yeah.
There is one thing I left out. I mean, I got us to the point where I recovered, but I just have to say that, yeah, I was doing cocaine and running the lab, but there was one particular incident that happened in 1989 that it changed from then on out. My life had totally changed. And that's, of course, when I became unbearable and everything like that. And that was my alien abduction. And, you know, it's like before that, yeah, I was doing cocaine, but I could slide by and things were moving along. After my abduction, I became totally withdrawn and different. I'd only come in like once or twice a week, only on a Friday to sign checks and do payroll. So yeah, it was that was the big change. So that was in December 1989. So there was about 1 year where I just totally I'd walk into a place, people would look at me, and they walk the other way. I mean, it was bad, and that was an experience I'll never forget, Vince. And I like to get into that a little bit more, because then that explains why I became so just so discordant and out of balance.
Johnny, now I want to caution you that when you start talking about this, people are going to think, wow, I mean, this guy was a drug addict, he was a coke addict, he's been, the SWAT team was called on him, and now he's saying that he was abducted. So I just want to caution you that there's going to be some skepticism here. Tell us what happened.
Oh, sure. Sure. And I totally understand that. Like I said, I was going to strip clubs. That was how I, when I seek the relationship, that's where it all started and ended, was the strip club. You know, and this one particular night, I wanted to see Misty, and that was one of my favorites, and she liked Coke, and we always satisfied each other, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, she wasn't going anywhere, and she left with somebody else. I was upset. So I think about 3 o'clock, I returned home. And, I just gotten a bunch of Coke. And, I hit the garage door opener and put my Maserati in and close the garage door. And as soon as I get into the front door, okay, this happened only one time. Yeah, I was on Coke. I press the garage door, it closes. As soon as I close the kitchen door, it seemed like right when I closed the door, it's like I seemed like I was surrounded by light that was so bright. But it's like I closed my eyes, there was light inside, there was light outside, there was light everywhere. It seemed like I was encased in light. And I thought I was having a religious experience. The next thing I knew, I was aboard a craft with aliens and American military guys. And these were gray aliens and military guys with fatigues on that were coming.
Hey, Johnny, hold that thought. We're going to come back on the other side of the top of the hour news and commercials. We're going to talk about your abduction, and then we're going to talk about the cure. Hepatitis C cures, cocaine cures. Johnny Delirious. JohnnyDelirious.com. We'll be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.